train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff on the plate tonight, today, I should say. I got an announcement to make about our format here. A little bit of something we're going to change up. You know what? I should get right into that right now. As you guys know, I do the afternoon show here from 12 to 2 Eastern Time, 11 Central, 10 Pacific. And usually go for 2 hours. And then Mike Demand comes on a little bit after me and usually does, you know, an hour, maybe a half hour. Yesterday ended up doing like 2 hours. We're going to change the format a little bit, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to line it up so it's pretty much a straight block for you guys, maybe like 3 hours. And I'm going to do an hour and then maybe an hour overlapping with Michael, and then he'll do his hour by himself. So we'll both have somebody to talk to for a little bit. Makes it a little easier on us and everything. Just gives us some more content. It gives us a little more interaction. I think it's better for you guys. So, you know, I'll come out like I usually do. But I'll only go for about an hour by myself. And then Michael will jump in with me. That'll probably start tomorrow. He will be in later today to do a show. He has a convention going on, so he's going to be running a little later today. Maybe around 6 Eastern, maybe 5. And, you know, we'll put an announcement up as soon as we know what's going on. So that's pretty much the gist of the announcement I wanted to go over. Today we're going to get a little bit into the protest. Not too much. I want to talk a little bit about a couple things I saw today in a couple videos. And I want to talk a lot about the Gardasil vaccine that they're trying to, you know, get passed for boys in this country. And, you know, what's already happened in Texas. And for those of you that don't know, and we'll go over that. And then I want to talk a little bit about Anonymous and, you know, the more and more I hear from them, the more and more I see right through it. Anonymous has been set up, guys, to basically go out there and say that they're hacking all these networks, all these government things. Because they have new internet regulations that they want to pass to clamp down on your free speech. And, I mean, that's the truth. They've had it for a while. Actually, you know, and we always go back to September 11th, but since September 11th, you know, with the rise of the police state, what they did is they started building a new internet infrastructure. And it's basically called Internet 2 for right now. They don't really have a name for it. But people like Microsoft, Sun Microsystems, you know, and some other huge, you know, computer giants, tech giants, they've been helping the government build this for the last 11 years now. What it is when you log into the internet, you're going to need a government ID, government, you know, username and password just to log into the internet in general before you go to any sites. So basically, everything you ever say is going to come back to you. There will be no more freedom of speech on the internet. I mean, you can test it. You can try and say whatever you want, but it'll never be anonymous. Everything you say will come back to you. If you're a business and you try and work around this and not use the new internet and try and use like the old one, there's all types of penalties and fees, and they can shut you down and all types of stuff. You know, they're also going to be able to suspend people. Okay, you know, make some statements about the, you know, goes against the status quo a few times. You better believe you might have a suspension coming your way. This is supposed to be the internet. Guys, we got to fight for the internet. We can't let them take the internet from us. And that's what Anonymous has been set up to do. They've been set up to basically stage all these hacking events. Like, we're really vulnerable and we need to increase our security. So here comes the new internet. You guys know how this works. It's the same strategy they use with everything. They cause a problem. It's called problem reaction solution. They cause a problem and they come in and they basically, you know, they wait for our reaction, which will be, oh no, save us. And then here they come. Here they come on their white horse to save the day. Save the internet, right? Save the internet from Anonymous. Guys, they are Anonymous. All right? Now, I saw a story today about Anonymous is going after the Los Zetas cartel. Are you kidding me, guys? So that means the CIA is going after the FBI? Or the ATF, I mean. Excuse me. The CIA is going after the ATF. Is that what that means? That's what it sounds like to me. You guys know about the whole Fast and Furious. We've gone over that. The Los Zetas cartel is swarmed with FBI and ATF and DEA informants. Okay? It is. And that's how this whole Iran thing went down. It all ties together, guys. The whole Iran thing, where they say Iran was going to hire somebody to assassinate a Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil. Well, the guy they hired as an assassin was from, guess who? Los Zetas. And guess what? He turned out to be an FBI informant. Of course he did. Because almost the whole thing's the FBI. The Los Zetas is... they're supposedly, you know, the biggest drug cartel in this continent. But God knows how many U.S. agents are running it or you know, within the ranks of it. Now Anonymous is going to go after them? Come on, man. This is so bogus. They say, oh, they say that they have kidnapped one of Anonymous's members and they're going to make them release. If they don't release them, they're going to release all these guys' phone numbers and addresses, the corrupt cops that take part, the taxi drivers that drive around the shipments, the journalists that, you know, give them favorable stories and look the other way for certain things. And they also say, you know, on November 5th, they're going to attack Fox News Network. And, you know, if you've been on Facebook, you've heard that same date. People pass it around all the time. Oh, Anonymous is going to shut down Facebook. Yeah, okay, I'm sure they are. Why would they shut down? If they're really who they say they are, why would they shut down one of their best tools of communication to get through to people? Does it make any sense? I mean, you could shut down anything in the world. Why would you shut down Facebook? It doesn't even make any sense on their part. It'd be counterproductive. Why kill one of your main lines of communication with people? Whether you like it or not, it is. Well, what this is all about, guys, is this is about new internet regulations. That's what it's all about. They're going to stage all this hacking, okay? They've already said that we need, we're going to need, if you have like a business, right? You know, an internet company, and you have more than like 100 customers, they want to be able to put like filters directly on your server. So anything that looks like a threat to your system can be picked up and stopped. Are you kidding me? Guys, don't let them do this. Seriously. We can watch our own systems. We don't need the government filters in our system. It's all disguised as protecting us. And once again, just like the terrorism, who are they protecting us from? Themselves. I got a better solution. Just stop what you're doing. Right? No, they want to control the internet, guys. The real reason they want to do this is the free flow of information. Okay? They're not stupid. They know what the internet's all about. All right? They know the internet is where everybody is learning all this stuff that they don't want them to learn. They're not retarded. They know what's going on. And now they want to clamp down on it. And we can't let them do that. We cannot let them do that. And, you know, a lot of times you probably feel that, you know, there's little that we can do, right? I mean, I'm sure you feel like that sometimes, right? Well, maybe. But, you know, at least you could become aware of what they're trying to do. So when it comes your time to vote on it or whatever, just, you know that you don't need to be protected from this. This is all made up, okay? There's not this big, bad internet boogeyman out there, okay? That's what they're trying to build this up to be. This big boogeyman that wears a mask. Are you kidding me, guys? I'm really upset about this because the internet is what you know, is the only reason I woke up and I started learning about the real things in the world. Now, if we didn't have the internet, where would we get all this information, guys? I know old-timers are like, you hear this guy? Where would we get it? You go to a library. Yeah, I know. We go to a library. And the library's great, and there's tons of books, and I know you guys did it for years. But when you're trying to study current events and things that are happening today and yesterday, a library is not going to do you much good. We need the internet. We need to keep it free. We need to keep it uncensored, okay? For those of you that think, it's not already partly censored. I mean, it really is. Just look at some of the tricks by YouTube and Google. YouTube will reset your account on your video so it doesn't go viral. They'll do things like that. Because they know what people are doing. They know where people go. They're not retarded, guys. All right, now I want to talk a little bit about the HPV vaccine, guys. Gardasil. I'm going to give you a little history on it first. You know, in Texas, Rick Perry, the same Rick Perry that's running for president right now, okay, he took a lot of money from the Merck vaccine company to approve the HPV vaccine for girls, which they knew, okay? They knew at the time was very dangerous, okay? But he decided to go with it anyways. I guess the paycheck was just too great, you know? And a whole bunch of them ended up dying, okay? I don't have the exact numbers in front of me right now, but within the first 2 days, like 11 girls died in Texas, okay? Within the first 2 days. And there are, you know what it does is, they're trying to keep you safe with a vaccine from something that the chances of you getting it, the strains that it protects you from, it only protects you for like a year from those strains. And the side effects are absolutely mind-boggling. I can't believe that you would ever give something like this to a kid, guys. They get blood clotting. They can get genital warts at 9 years old. Imagine your little girl getting genital warts at 9 years old because Rick Perry decided it was mandatory that she get this vaccine that they knew wasn't safe, but the payoff was just too much. And this is the guy that's going to try and be your president? Are you kidding me? What happens when he gets in? HPV vaccines for everybody? Will the feds come to your door? Besides the genital warts, convulsions, paralysis, comas, some even died. No, there's a place called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, okay? Now, that's like the official forum where you would submit your case. You know, about your child being injured from something like this, right? And they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of well-documented cases. But guess what? Well, they'll only look into the ones that the Merck vaccine company says that they need to look into. So all the ones that are real, real negative about them that say all this bad, bad, bad stuff, they won't even look into those. Just the ones that the Merck vaccine says they should look into. All right? Now, I want to tell you a little something about Merck. Merck is the biggest vaccine maker in this country, okay? They're behind all sorts of these deadly things. And I have a tape of the lead doctor, Dr. Hilleman, the lead doctor, scientist, researcher, everything, okay, at Merck Vaccine. He's the guy that, you know, gets all the credit for all this stuff. And he should get all the blame as well. And in this video I have, he's actually laughing about bringing the AIDS virus and SV40 strain of cancer over into the United States and putting it into the polio vaccine and getting people sick and dying. He's laughing about it on the tape. Can you imagine that? This is the guy in charge of the vaccine company that your kids are going to have to be taking. And I should mention one other thing, and I didn't look deeply into it. I don't really know what Vioxx is, but their last venture didn't work out so well, I guess, and they lost billions and billions of dollars on Vioxx. And do you know how many people died from it? Not 100, I'll tell you that much. 50,000 people. 50,000 people died from this. Died from this friggin' vaccine. Can you believe that? They make you take these things like to keep you healthy, and they kill you. There's thermicillin and mercury. Deadly toxins. They use them as adjectives, and they're dead deadly. They're causing all types of problems. You know, not to get off the track with the HPV, but with other vaccines, I mean, you're causing autism in kids. One out of like every 100 kids has autism now in this country. All the countries that have the lowest vaccines have the lowest cases. The countries that don't do it have no cases, guys. It's not a coincidence. You got to look into these things before you get them for your kids. See, the reason I brought the HPV vaccine up, guys, is they're trying to get it passed for boys now, Okay, they're extending it. So it's not just girls, it's girls and boys now, it's both. And it's just absolutely absurd. The company that makes it, Merck Vaccine, like I said, their last vaccine that they made, 50,000 deaths, okay? 50,000 deaths. And right now you're going to hear a clip of Dr. Hilleman, the lead doctor at Merck, laughing about putting cancer inside the vaccines, okay? Laughing about it, guys. Without any further ado, here's that clip now.
Tell me how you found SV40 in the polio vaccine.
Well, that was a Merck thing. Okay. Yeah, I came to Merck, and I was going to develop vaccines. Mm-hmm. And we had wild viruses in those days. Remember the wild monkey kidney viruses and so forth? And I finally, after 6 months, gave up. I said that you cannot develop vaccines with these damn monkeys. We're finished. And if I can't do something about it, I'm going to quit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. So I went down to see Bill Mann at the zoo in Washington, D.C. And I told Bill Mann, I said, look, I got a problem. I don't know what the hell to do. Bill Mann is a real bright guy. And I said, these lousy monkeys are picking it up while being stored in the airports in transit at these loading, offloading, loading. He said, very simple. He said, you go ahead, get your monkeys out of West Africa, get the African green, bring them into Madrid, unload them there. There are no other traffic through there for animals. Fly them into Philadelphia, pick them up. Or fly them into New York and pick them up right off the airplane. So I brought African greens in. I didn't know we were importing AIDS virus at the time.
And it was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country. It was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country. It was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country.
Became
real story.
Became
real story.
Became
real story.
Mert will do to Velvervax. Mert will do to Velvervax. Mert will do to Velvervax.
So what he did, he brought in, we brought in those monkeys. Now we had those. And this was the solution. Because those monkeys didn't have the wild viruses. But we had all
Wait,
these...
Why didn't the greens have the wild viruses since they came from
because
Africa?
Because they weren't... They weren't being infected in these group-holding things with all the other 40 different viruses.
But they had the ones they brought from the jungle, though.
Yeah, they had those, but there were relatively few. What you do is you have a gang housing, you're going to have an epidemic transmission of infection in a confined space.
Oh, is that the problem?
So, anyway, the greens came in. Now we had these, and then... We're taking our seed stocks to clean them up, and God, now I'm discovering new viruses. So I said, Judas Priest. Well, I got an invitation from the Sister Kinney Foundation, you know, which was the opposing foundation, and that was the live virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they had jumped on Sabin's bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And they had asked me to come down and give a talk at the Sister Kinney Foundation meeting. I said, it was an international meeting. I said, God, what am I going to talk about? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the detection of non-detectable viruses as a topic.
There were those who didn't want a live virus vaccine. They concentrated. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis concentrated all its efforts on getting more and more people to use the killed virus vaccine. While they were supporting me, for research on the live virus vaccine.
So now I got to have something, you know, that's going to attract attention. So I thought, gee, that damn SV40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines. And it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there. And
I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there, and you're gonna get upset. I'm gonna talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're gonna get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're gonna get rid of it. But so of course, Albert was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating vaccines?
Well, no, because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And...
But you weren't inactivating the kids, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it, and, this is in the days of very crude science. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went down and talked to him, and I would say, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? I said, Albert, you probably think I'm nuts, but I just have that feeling. Well, in the meantime, we had taken this virus and put it into hamsters. So we had this meeting, and that was sort of the topic of the day. This is where the vaccine was being tested. This was right. So, and it really destroyed the meeting. It was a big international.
Yeah, right.
So it was sort of a topic. No. Anyway.
Was this the Cancer Society meeting, the New York Cancer Society?
No, this was the. Sister Kenny.
Oh, it's Sister Kenny, right.
And Del Becco got up and said, problems with these kinds of agents.
Why didn't this get out in the press?
Last American radio broadcast, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about this 9/11 stuff.
Sure, what do you want to talk about? What about it?
All the people on this station are full of shit.
How's that? Hello? Well, it looks like that's all he wanted to say. I guess we're all full of you know what, and that's it. All right, so we'll finish the clip. We'll go back to that after.
Well, I guess it did. I don't remember. We had no press release, and obviously you don't go on. This is a scientific affair within the scientific community.
An historic victory over a dread disease is dramatically unfolded at the University of Michigan. Here, scientists usher in a new medical age with the monumental reports that prove the Salk vaccine against crippling polio to be a sensational success. It's a day of triumph for 40-year-old Dr. Jonas E. Salk, developer of the vaccine. He arrives with Basil O'Connor, head of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, which financed the tests. Hundreds of reporters and scientists from all over the nation gather for the momentous announcement.
It was too much of a show. There was too much Hollywood. There was too much exaggeration. And the impression in 1957 that was, in 1954... that was given was that the problem had been solved, that polio had been conquered.
Okay, guys, there you have it. That was the lead doctor at the Merck Vaccine Company laughing about putting SV40 cancer in the polio vaccine. Laughing about it, okay? Now these people are going to make all boys and girls take this Gardasil HPV vaccine, which literally... there's only 7,000, when we're talking about the new ones that they're trying to put, that they're trying to pass for the males, there's only 7,000 cases of it a year that this would actually protect you against. But, you know, they don't care. It's all a big money-making, profit-making scheme. They build up the fear that there's this worldwide epidemic when, in fact, there isn't, okay? People do not need this stuff. And they just pile onto it and pile onto the story, pile onto the fear. And, you know, they don't talk about any of the side effects. And if people knew the side effects of it, I don't think they'd get it, okay? It can cause major motor neuron disease, pancreatitis, autoimmune disorders, blood clots. And as we all know, it's killed many, 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 many people. And you know who sponsors it? Or actually, who is sponsored by it? Rick Perry. One of the front runners to be president of this country. He signed off on it in Texas, okay? He's responsible for the deaths of many, many, many little girls. Girls as young as 8 and 9 years old breaking out with genital warts, guys. Could you imagine your little girl from a vaccine breaking out with that? I mean, that's just awful. Absolutely awful. Now, from the people that have filed cases with the vaccine adverse event reporting system, I mean, come on. Like, that's going to get you anywhere. Obviously, they're going to try. I'm just saying. For the people that have filed with it, okay, there's 19,000 reports just from the U.S. 19,000 reports just from the U.S. for this vaccine. This vaccine alone. The HPV vaccine. 19,000. And out of the 19,000, 900 are from Texas, okay? That's almost half. Almost half of them are from Texas. 31 of the kids are disabled now permanently. Permanently disabled, you know, brain damage, paralysis, all types of awful stuff. 175 never recovered from whatever their other injuries were, which could range from a variation of things, from abnormal swelling of lumps the size of golf balls under your skin to, you know, to God knows what else. And the fact is about the vaccines, and with any of them, guys, they don't work. If they worked, I'm being serious here, okay? Let's just think logically for a minute. Why has everybody got to think all crazy? If they worked, right, you wouldn't need to get them over again. They're supposed to build up antibodies in your system that fights off the disease and makes you immune to it in the future. Now, these diseases like chickenpox and stuff that they have it for, where you know that if you get it, you don't get it again. Well, that's why, what I just said to you. Because you build up antibodies and fight it off. And these vaccines, they make you get them over and over and over again. And they've never been tested to be safe, guys. You know, I saw a doctor on TV like a week ago. I think I talked about this already. But excuse me if I did. But, I mean, he was on TV just, you know, flipping out on this guy in the audience that was asking all the right questions. All the right questions about it. And he said, you guys only tested 2 ingredients out of the 47 ingredients in it. And they just, you know, they get all red in the face. They act like you're a moron because they're a doctor. And sorry, guys, but most of the doctors, I mean, most of them get taught to write prescriptions, right? I mean, that's what they get taught to do, and give vaccines. Prescriptions and vaccines. All right, let's talk about the protests a little bit. You know, it's quite spread now, all right? You still don't really, you know, have any idea of what their clear goals are. But, you know, some of the points that some people raise obviously are good, like ending the Federal Reserve and things like that. And but do you guys know that, you know, ending the Federal Reserve might not be a good thing? Obviously, the practices of them have kind of cornered us into this position. But do you know that if we just end it, you know, that could really pave the way for a world government, world financial system to come in here. I mean, it really could. That's one of the last remaining obstacles. Okay, I'd be careful when you hear people saying they want to abolish the Fed and stuff like that, because, you know, it's not going to do us any good if they're just abolishing it to pave the way for the IMF and the World Bank, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. It's one of their last remaining obstacles. I think, yeah, we'll go down that road in a minute. We'll go down that road in a minute. But, you know, talking about the protests, right? So you have everybody out there talking about end the Fed. You have everybody out there basically with no organization. the people they put in front of the cameras are either absolutely, totally stupid, or like that dude Jesse LaGuerra or whatever the hell his name is they keep putting on. I mean, how much script is that guy reading from? I mean, everything that comes out of his mouth is like, just sounds like he's reading off cue cards all day long. You can't even watch the news and watch a protest anymore without knowing that it's real or if it's fake. We had this other big thing that happened in Denver where they rounded up a couple hundred other people, and it's like, who even knows now? Who even knows? You put it on. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. You go through the alternative news networks and you expect to get some good coverage of it, and all you see is all the stuff about the police state. All you see is all the stuff about them beating down the protesters. You don't see anything about any of the controlled groups down there running things. You don't see any of that. You don't see any. None of it. I feel bad for the people out there that don't know, like, there's some really, really good people down there that, you know, taking time off of work, taking time away from their families, and I just hope they know what's going on. Because I seen some pictures coming out of Hartford, like, yesterday or a couple days ago, where people, they're camping out in the snow. And ultimately, all that's going to happen is this is going to cause them to clamp down on us even tighter. And that's what they want. They want to clamp down on us tighter. They don't want us having our free speech. They don't want us having our freedom of assembly. Watch when all this thing blows over. Watch what happens. There'll be some new legislation, won't there be? All right, guys. We're gonna take a quick 3-minute break. We're at the top of the hour here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We got a few more things on the plate for today.
Fight for what's right, fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're just a little bit past the top of the hour, and a couple other things I want to touch on the police state, actually, on this episode. You know, we were just talking about the protests a little bit, and, you know, the reason I don't talk about it too much, guys, is, you know, I don't even know what they're trying to accomplish down there. I mean, I really don't. And like I said, I feel it's just to get you angry, and it really is. And you can tell by the way the alternative media covers it. They don't cover any of the other side of it. All they cover is the you know, our rights being oppressed by the police. Okay, that's all you see. You see smoke grenades getting tossed into the crowd. You see rubber bullets, and that's to break you in. That's to make you think that that's the norm. Okay. That's what that's for. It's conditioning you. It's predictive programming. So when you see this happening in the future, you think that everything's on the up and up, and that's okay, and that's what's supposed to be done. Well, that's not what's supposed to be done, okay? You're supposed to have the right to protest. You're supposed to have the right to assemble. You're supposed to have the right to free speech. And these are all the things that they're coming down upon us on all the time. Another good example of that is in Britain, the police are getting ready for this type of stuff, and they've purchased a system now that basically what it does is it tricks every cell phone within a 10-kilometer radius into thinking that it's a cell phone network that they, you know, like a strong signal that they need to hook up to. And then it gives the ID information of the phone and everything else into the server. And then the server is able to track every cell phone and actually able to shut them down if it wants. Obviously, this is a tool that they would use in something like these protests and people trying to communicate, get in touch, you know, just zap everybody's phone down before, you know, before the day kicks off and watch how haywire everything goes. It's just another dirty trick. They did this in San Francisco, if you guys don't remember. They did something like this in San Francisco maybe like a month or two ago. I don't remember the exact details around the case, but they did something where they zapped everybody's cell phone. That's a big privacy issue. I mean, they shouldn't be able to do that. But, you know, they get away with doing whatever the hell they want. Let's be serious. The New York police and Miami police are going to have drones now flying around. Yep, police drones. I think New York actually already has them, but they're going to really be stepping it up. You know, that's our new chicken bleep way to fight, you know? Fly drones over. And you think the stuff that's going on in these other countries is going to happen here? You think they're never going to kill anybody with drones flying over the city? Come on, man. We're lighting up countries right now that you don't even hear about, like Yemen and Syria and other countries like that. They don't even talk about it. They don't call it war. You're not going to hear about it on the news, and you're not even going to hear about it in the alternative news. I mean, they'll touch on it a little bit once in a while. But this drone strike's going on every day, okay? We're flying drone after drone after drone above their airspace, gunning people down, shooting missiles, you know, killing civilians, the whole deal. And it's all over what? Why are we killing these people? I guess I'm the crazy one because I think it's wrong that we're just unjustly attacking people and killing them. And that's what's going on. And everybody needs to realize that, guys. We're the aggressor here. All right, we're a warmongering nation now. Why are we attacking everybody? Just to take their resources, man, and to make more money and to put in our banks and our financial systems. If you didn't tune in before, I mean, we went over Gaddafi and all the things that he's done and how they've demonized him. The things that he's done for his country, no president of ours would ever do. Okay, ever. And we killed him because he wanted to give Africa a whole new currency. That's what it's all over. And, you know, of course, there's always the oil. And you could always answer, you know, why we went over there with the answer oil. And you would always be right. Okay? But the main reason, and he was going to use his own money for this, okay? Could you imagine if Obama or Bush or one of our other past presidents was going to set up a new economy to save them from, you know, going bankrupt? And he was going to back it with $100 billion of his own money to start it. Would that guy be somebody that needs to be taken out or praised? And they took this guy out. All right? Just like they do everybody else. And Iran's next. You better believe it. Ahmadinejad knows. Okay? He knows. And why are we telling these people that they can't have nuclear programs? I mean, not even weapons. We're talking about nuclear energy. We don't even want these people having. Why is that? You know, why are we the world police on this? We're the only ones that has ever nuked anybody, guys. Look at it from the outside for a minute. We're the only ones that has ever nuked anybody. We nuked the whole city. And we're out telling people when and when they can't have nukes. You know, you guys are conditioned and you're brought up to believe that these countries are terrorist nations and all this terrorist. Syria, Iran, Lebanon. Those are all the same countries that don't want a World Bank in there, don't want the International Monetary Fund in their country. So we mock them up as terrorists. Yes, we do. That's why we call them terrorists, when in fact, we're the terrorists, both in the regular conventional way and in a financial way. Okay? Took this guy out because he wanted to start a new economy based on gold called the dinar with $100 billion of his own money backing it. Can you imagine that? What a bad guy. When you got out of school, he would pay for your wages until you got a job in the profession you were trained for, and he would pay you what you were worth. What a bad guy, huh? What a bad guy that Gaddafi is. Gasoline, 14 cents a liter. Bad guy. $4 a gallon over here. $4 a gallon we're paying for it. For something that we don't even need. There's so many alternatives. You know, one of them being, you know, the free energy technology developed by Tesla. And we'll do a whole show on that. I'm not going to talk about the whole thing again right now because I think I've already gone over that once or twice on this program. So I don't want to, you know, beat the drum too much. You know, we don't realize it because we're here. But if we were in another part of the world, guys, we would look at the United States as what we used to look at the Nazis as back in the day. Just think about it. Look at all the countries we've invaded just in the last 10 years. Over nothing. They didn't do anything to us. Whether you're on board with everything we've been trying to tell you about the Hollow Towers yet or not, you know, you have to be totally, you know, totally brain warped to think Osama bin Laden did it. All right. So you got to know that we've invaded these countries unjustly. Everybody knows Saddam didn't have these nukes that everybody said he had. And we went in there. Okay. We went in Libya because they said he was striking down people. We went into Libya because they said he was striking down his own people with airstrikes, and that turned out to be false, okay? We're about to go into Iran over an assassination attempt that never happened, okay? I can tell you right now that never happened. That's bullcrap. They've been waiting for an excuse to go in there forever, so they're going to go in there. Nothing's going to stop them, okay? If that assassination attempt doesn't appease you, well, too bad. That's all we're putting out there. How's that? What are you going to do about it? In the history books, it will be written. Iran tried to assassinate a Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil, so we attacked them. Yeah, that's how it'll be written. Just like it's written, Osama bin Laden and 19 hijackers turned three buildings into dust with two airplanes. It's written. As much sense as it doesn't make, it's written. I'd love to get an old history book and just look through it and laugh. Laugh about everything they lied to us about. All these events we've been lied to about, guys. The whole Osama bin Laden fairy tale was all a fraud. Okay? This whole thing about Gaddafi. You know, it's on, you know, Russia. I don't know where Russia really sits as far as, you know, a superpower nation on our side, against us. I tend to think they're a little more down the middle. But, you know, they came out months and months ago and they told everybody that we were lying about that. That Gaddafi wasn't gunning down his own people. Their satellites had been watching the area for months and months and months and months, and it never happened. Okay? It never happened. It's just another excuse to go in there. And that's why for years we have been calling Iran and Syria these terrorist nations because they do not want to let our World Bank in there. Anywhere where they don't let the World Bank in is where NATO invades, okay? But there's only four or five nations left now. Lebanon, Syria, Iran, there's like two more. And two of them were Iraq and Afghanistan. What a coincidence, huh? It's all about controlling everybody's economy. That's how greedy these people are. They'll murder millions and millions and millions of civilians in order to control your economy. Why don't you just butt the hell out, United States? Just butt out. Seriously. We've attacked all these people for no reason, guys. All right? No reason. If you're a new listener out there, okay, do you not agree? Do you not agree we're attacking everybody for no reason? If you want, I mean, if you think there is a reason, I'd love to hear it. I really would. It's absolutely absurd. All these people are dying for what reason? What did they do to us? Nobody ever thinks about them. Nobody ever thinks about the Iraqi kids. I tried to post some pictures on Facebook a few weeks ago with kids with blown off arms and legs and stuff. And, you know, I got flagged and everything. Oh, I'm sorry I offended everybody. It's time everybody realizes what's actually happening. What we're actually doing over there. And no sooner than they announce they're pulling troops out of Iraq that we're ready to go into two other places, okay? We're in Central Africa now to fight a liberation army with 100 troops. Are you serious? For what? Why are we there? Have we not done enough damage? Obama wanted to sign a deal with Iraq, with the Iraqi government, to let our troops stay there into 2012, but be immune to any war crimes. Yeah, they said, no thank you. No thank you. Are you kidding me, guys? I feel bad for the people over there. Nobody gives a crap about it. Oh, it's just over there, you know? And you're meant to think it's just this absolutely horrible place. That way when they go in through with their genocide plans and they take everybody out, you don't give a crap. We have too many people in the world anyways, because that's the other BS they fill you with. There's too many people in the world. Yeah, okay. We could handle billions of more people, guys. Billions of more. That's just basically part of the conditioning. That's part of the conditioning to make you have less regard for human life. So when they dispose of human life, you're not in an uproar over it. You know, I don't think there's that many bad Americans. I mean, I think if everybody knew that all this crap was made up and bullcrap, they'd be furious over these wars. They would be. Furious. But nobody knows. I mean, there are people that know. If you're here, you probably know. But a lot of people don't know. I didn't know for 10 years. For 10 years, I thought, you know, Osama bin Laden and 19 hijackers, you know, did this crazy event. For 10 years. I mean, and so did most people. And that allowed us to invade all these countries. That's why the truth needs to come out. If the truth comes out about it and everybody knows, well, you know, hopefully eventually we'll have to pull out of all these wars. So that's what they're all over, protecting us, right? Protecting our freedoms. That's what they told us. They're jealous of your freedoms. Can you guys believe you believe that? They're jealous of our freedoms? Do you think people in Iraq give a damn about our freedoms, guys? Seriously. They don't care about our freedoms. They just care about what's going on over there. And we should just care about what's going on over there. But over here. But for some reason, we decided that anybody that has a large surplus of oil and doesn't have a central controlling bank controlled by, you know, whatever forces it is that controls our banks, you know, that we need to invade. And they built up this whole terrorism thing as this other facet, this other side of everything, the way they can shoulder off all the blame, kind They can put everything on that. Oh, well, terrorism, we need to keep you safe. Oh, terrorism, need to tap this, tap your phone, tap your computer, got to keep you safe. Oh, terrorism, got to keep you safe at the airport, grab your genitals. Oh, terrorism, got to keep a database of everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's all over something that they made up. I mean, it was a brilliant plan by them. If you're into, you know, evil, brilliant plans, I mean, it was. It was a brilliant plan by them. The whole thing. The whole little agenda they got going with the terrorism and the protected us from terrorism. I mean, isn't it clever? They've come up with something so clever that they could, work around our Constitution and get people to throw out all our laws. Guys, they basically abandoned the legal system. I mean, you can go get executed without ever getting a trial. Okay, I mean, come on, man. Where's all our morals gone? We used to be the nation that never tortured. Now we torture people. All the things that we used to say about China growing up, you know? Oh, well, in China they do this, in China they do that. You could put the words United States there now instead, and we do all those things, okay? That's us now. We are the police state. People don't want to fly here. We are so fed BS all the time that we believe anything they say, and they led us to believe that we're the freest nation on earth. Are you kidding me? Guys, we have 25% of the world's prison population. A quarter of all the prisoners in the world are in prison in the United States, and we don't even have 5% of the world's population, okay? Not even 5%. We got 25% of the prisoners? Does that sound like a free nation to you? It doesn't to me. The same people that fly the drugs in, okay? I'm talking about the banks financing the cartels with airplanes and such and laundering their money. These same banks are the same banks that privately own the prisons, okay? And what they do is they lobby for stricter drug laws. They throw little Johnny down the street in jail for like 10 years. Meanwhile, all their bigwigs skate, you know, fly in plane loads of cocaine, whatever else. And, you know, once you're in jail, you stay there for a long time because, you know, they own the jails, they're making money off you in jail, and they lobby for stricter drug penalties to keep you there for a long time. It's unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. And we think we're the freest nation? They grab your genitals at the airport, and you think we're a free nation? Think about that, guys. They grab your junk at the airport. All over stage and scripted events. How many times do we got to go over it? Nothing ever happened. There was no underwear bomber trying to blow up a plane. And if there was, he was led on by a U.S. agent. And that's why we have these scanners. Along with the fact that the guy that used to run Homeland now sits as CEO of the company that makes the damn scanners. It's all about the Benjamins. It always has been. So frustrating, man. They can literally grab your junk now? I mean, come on. And a lot of people are fine with that. They think that's protecting us. Are you serious? Oh, it gets frustrating, guys. It gets frustrating, you know? To all the people that are down at the protest right now, guys, you know, I don't want to say pack it up and go home, but don't stay down there all friggin' winter. Stay down there and get sick and frostbite and everything else. You know, they're making fools out of you guys in the media right now, as it is. I'm just disturbed by what I see, and I don't know how much of it's real, how much of it's set up, but I mean, I've seen so much police brutality, and that's what they want you to see, as we went over. I've seen so much of it. I seen some lady that was down on the ground today. She looked like she was injured, you know, like she got run over or something, and she's down on the ground holding her leg, so a couple people come over to help her, and before you know it, there's like 10, 15 people circling around her, trying to pick her up and move her to safety out of the way. And there's cops right behind the little barricade that they have. And he stands like 6 feet away. He points the gun at them, right? and he just starts lobbing friggin' flash grenades into the crowd, into the circle of people. And all they're doing is grabbing this woman off the ground and trying to move her so she doesn't get trampled on by the crowd. And they're lobbing flash grenades in there. You can see the thing come out, and then the whole sky lights up, and there's smoke and flash. It's like, why? Why are you doing this to our own people? Why? Don't you know it's going to be you next? Do you think because you're a cop in New York, you're going to be immune to this? Stop it. If your orders are unconstitutional, don't obey them. I'm serious. You have a duty. Obey the Constitution. Not some power-hungry dictator commander or dictator president or dictator chief or anything. Respect your citizens' rights. You're supposed to be on our side. You're not supposed to be hurting us. You're not supposed to be shooting flash grenades into peaceful crowds. I'm disgusted by your actions. The NYPD, what they've been doing. You know, not just that. I've seen Oakland. I've seen, you know, we saw Toronto at the G20 a year or two ago. For those that never saw that, you want to see an example of police state, of police brutality, go look Google or YouTube Toronto G20. Okay? Coming through with sound cannons, piercing people's eardrums till they almost bleed. It's absurd. They set up a free speech zone, so you know when they're meeting in a building, you can't be outside protesting. You have to be so many hundred yards away because that's a free speech zone. It's more like no free speech zone, but that's what they call it. They call it a free speech zone. Can you guys see this dark road we're going down here? Think back like 15 years ago. None of this was going on. We had our rights. You need a search warrant to come into my house. You need a warrant to tap my phone. You don't need any of that anymore. The FBI can come in here right now with no warrant. If they just have a hard-on for getting me, okay? They can come in here right now and take me away with no nothing. No warrant, no nothing. Never see a judge, all right? And then they could also label me a domestic extremist and never give me a trial, give me a military tribunal, torture me and execute me, okay? I'll never talk to a family, never talk to a lawyer, never talk to a judge, never make any phone call at all, never have a jury, nothing. Nothing. They just totally abandoned the legal system. All in the name of terrorism. What about all the people down in Guantanamo Bay right now, huh? What about all those people down there? They didn't do anything. What are you going to get them to say by talking? They're going to tell you that you're their boss, okay? So what's going to happen? Those people are going to be tortured. Endless tortured. All day and night, those people are tortured for information that they don't have. Okay? Have you guys seen some of the pictures coming out of there? What happened to those people? What's going on with this country? You should be disgusted with it. That's why you need to stand up and say something about it. Everybody needs to know. Stop keeping it to yourself. Do what I'm doing. Get on the radio. Get on the internet. Tell people. Tell people what you think. Stop worrying about what they think about how your ideas are and just put them out there. I bet you a lot of people are thinking the same thing and you guys are all just too scared to talk about it. Let everybody know about this stuff. Look at what we're losing. Just because something doesn't affect you or your group of people or your demographic or anything doesn't mean it's not coming to you next. It always does. They'll start with one group of people. Like the thing in Montana. In Colorado. The gun. It's not even in Colorado. The guy I was talking to is in Colorado. It's in the whole country, actually. A few weeks ago, during Sunday Night Football, okay, they passed a gun ban for anybody that has medical marijuana license. Anybody in the whole country that has a medical marijuana license, when you have a prescription from a doctor, you can't own a handgun now. How about that? Okay? That's totally violating your Second Amendment. But you know what? People don't care. Because they start off with a group that not everybody's part of, and everybody says, oh, yeah, 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 take it away from those potheads, yada, yada, yada. Well, you moron, they're coming for you next. And then your brother over there, they're coming for his group next. And they're coming for everybody else. You got to stop letting us be divided by them. We got to stand together. We're all one. We're all Americans. okay? We're all one group of people. We need to stick up for each other. When one group of us is being oppressed by the federal government, we all need to stand up for them. We all need to speak up. We all need to let everybody know. Because if we just stand down and let them take down one group at a time, eventually there's going to be nobody left. And we're not going to have anything to oppose them. And like we always say, our numbers are the greatest thing we have. Our numbers is what they're scared of. Well, don't let them divide us. If they divide us and they conquer us, think about it. United we stand, divided we fall, right? Think about it. It makes perfect sense. If they divide us, we fall. We all need to know. And knowledge really is power. Tell everybody everything you're learning from these radio shows, okay? Please, guys, please. Whether we're talking about the vaccines, whether we're talking about food, whether we're talking about 9/11, whether we're talking about the oil spills, whatever we're talking about, guys, you're going to hear things on here that you're not hearing in the news, that you're not hearing in the media. Even in the alternative media, there's things that they will not touch, okay? Especially the things we're talking about with 9/11. Nobody's going to touch it. That's us. We're going to be the vehicle to bring that out. And we need your help, guys. We need your help. Listen to what we're saying. Go to Let's Roll Forums. .com. Do some more research upon what we're saying. See what we're saying is true, okay? Pass it on, guys. Pass this message on. Share this website with everybody you know. Tell everybody you can. We're in this for free, guys. This isn't to make money. We don't get paid to do this. We put this up ourselves. We don't have advertisers. There's nobody telling us what to do. This is a message that needs to get out, and we need you guys. We do. You guys are so important to what we're trying to do. Okay, we have 300 million Americans or whatever the number is now. Damn, that's our best strength. Think about those numbers. How are they going to hold us all down? Well, they can't. That's why they throw you in a group. And then they throw you in this other group. And then they throw this other guy in this group. And they take you out one group at a time, guys. And we can't let them do that, guys. You got to tell people about the things you hear in this show. Tell people the things that I'm saying about the alternative media, that Michael DeMann is saying about the alternative media, about Russia Today and these other outlets. Look into the history about them, okay? We don't just make stuff up. We look into the history and research before we tell you things. You know, the alternative media is owned by the same companies as the mainstream media, companies like Viacom, okay? That's a conflict of interest, seriously, guys. And they just basically fight the story from the other side. It's controlled opposition, just like with everything else we talk about. They set up the opposition because then they are able to control it, okay? If you set up the opposing group and make it so big from the start because it has all the government funding and everything, right? Well, all these other people with those same ideas, when they go to start a website or start a group, well, you've already got the biggest one set up. You've already got 100,000 people on it. Why are they going to go do that? They're just going to join yours, right? And then you keep giving them 80% of the truth, 80% of the truth, 80% of the truth, stuff they've never heard, right? They start to trust you. They start to believe the things you say. And then you come through with the disinformation on the other 20%. And guess what? A lot of those people, not myself included, but a lot of those people will take your word on it because they trust you so much. Me, I'll go look at three other sources and double check it, triple check it, okay? But a lot of people will be fooled by that. And you guys got to know. You got to, when you look at the alternative media, it's great to get some other stories that you're normally not getting. But you got to look at it like it's a regular news source. You got to be able to read between the lines. You got to be able to tell when people have agendas, okay? We talked about RT yesterday, and, you know, they have a lot of great stories. And I used to get tons of videos from them to post all over YouTube and everything. But, you know, you start to look at their cast of characters, and it's very suspicious. Very, very, very suspicious, okay? And then there's the whole protest thing, the whole Occupy thing, like I told you guys about. They never cover the other side of it. All they cover is the fear side. And that's what it's all about. It's all about building up your fears. That's what the terrorism's all about. It's all about playing you off of your fears. Once you're in fear, you are ready to submit. You will submit to government. You'll let legislation get passed that's fairly intrusive on your life because you think it's protecting you. And you need to be protected. But you need to stop living in fear, guys. That's why we're here. We want you to stop living in fear. The big bad boogeyman from Afghanistan is not going to get you. The big bad boogeyman from Iraq or Al-Qaeda is not going to get you, guys. They've been running Al-Qaeda from the start. Everybody that I talk to knows that now, okay? It's time for you guys to realize that. Al-Qaeda is nothing more than the CIA's Rolodex. I mean, really, and the people you see on TV, I mean, there might be a couple of real Al-Qaeda people. I don't even think it's real. Okay? And the, most of the people you see on TV are actors, and a lot of them have been proven to be. Proven to be. Like Adam Gadad, okay, for instance, he's one of them. Go look him up. Look up his story. He's like Al-Qaeda media guy. His grandfather was president of the ADL. It's like, come on, man. We're supposed to believe this stuff, guys. All right? The whole thing is just a fairy tale. I'm not saying there's no terrorism in the world, okay? I'm not a fool. But these attacks that supposedly happened here, come on, man. It's time for you guys to learn, you know, and I'm trying to make it easier for you guys and, you know, and look past some of the BS that I had to look through. That's why we talk about people like, you know, people like Alex Jones and Willie Rodriguez and other people like that. So you can steer clear and know what their true agendas are. And their true agendas, it's simple. It's to push the myth of the 9/11 story. It's to build up the fear surrounding it. It's to make it more believable. Make it like this event happened. And they've done a good job at that. They have. And they fooled a lot of people for a long time. But over here, no, we're not fooled anymore. Okay? We're not fooled anymore. What else did I want to touch on today, guys? Well, tonight, guys, Michael DeMann's going to be coming in and doing a show. I haven't heard back from him yet on exactly what time he's going to come. I think it's going to be close to 5 p.m. Eastern time. It could be a little later. If you go to thelastamerican.org and go up on the site, you will see the second page over says lineup. And what that is, you know, obviously it's our scheduled lineup. And anytime a host is going to schedule something to come on, I'll throw it up there for you guys so you guys will know. You know, you guys won't be left in the dark on it when he's going to come on. And as always, guys, you can always catch our replays, all right? Our replays are always going to be posted right for right now, okay? They're posted on our site, right on the homepage. But they are being moved into an off-site archive, which is going to be a huge thing. I want to talk about that archive for a minute, guys. Our off-site archive is going to become also the 9/11 archive. It's going to be legit. I mean, we're going to have thousands and thousands of video clips in there that show the digital deception of the day, show how much of a fraud it was. Not only that, you know, when you click on the audio tab once you're there, it's going to have all of these shows. They're all going to be labeled, you know, who was on them, what the content was about. They'll all be posted in order, and you'll be able to download any of them or play any of them or share any of them, whatever you want to do, guys. For right now, they're, like I said, they're on our homepage. You can click on them to play them. It says download file, but you do not need to download. When you click download, all it's going to do is open a media player on the next page and play it for you. So you'll be able to get them instantly right there. As usual, we'll put the day's episode in the stream, and we loop them around all day long, so you can hear any of the episodes you missed that way. You can also get us on the Droid application, okay? You can stream us from there, or you can get to the archive. You'll get right to the off-site archive I was telling you about at philjahan.com. If you tap archive, you'll have that whole archive right at your fingertips, guys, okay? Last night, I just started putting episodes into the offsite archive, so it's not ready yet. It'll be ready in a couple hours, though. In a couple hours, I'll have the rest of the episodes in there, and it'll be ready to roll. And this is going to be a great thing. You'll be able to come back. We label all the shows, so you kind of know what the content is. So whenever you want to come back, you can look at them. In our blog section on our website, guys, if you go to our blogs, you'll see in there that I've been posting pictures and stuff like that. And what that is that's going to go with every show. And you'll see every post is dated. Like this one from today, it says November 1st, Brian's show. So if you click that, you'll see the picture. You'll see the video that I played earlier. So in case you want to hear it on your own or whatever, or you want to hear it again, you can play it from right there. And we're going to do that stuff a lot on here. We're going to put a lot of pictures and videos and links up in that blog section. It's going to be kind of like our interactive guide for you to follow along. Because a lot of what we describe, I mean, a lot of what we talk about has, you know, it's so much to do with pictures and videos. So much of it is what you see with your eyes. So we need to, you know, we need to show you this stuff. When I'm trying to wake people up, I mean, I have to show them videos and pictures when I'm talking to them. So that's what we need to do. And if you go there today, like I said, you'll see that video from today. If you scroll down, you'll see from my last show, there's some pictures of things that we were talking about that had to do with 9/11, such as the Israeli art students staging the jumpers on the 91st floor. You know, the obituaries prepared ahead of 9/11. You know, all those sorts of things. All those pictures are there for you guys to pore over. If you guys want to do more research on it, I beg you, go to letsroll.com. I mean, letsrollforums.com. It is the top 9/11 research site. Another thing about some of the other things we've got going on is, we've got some cool picture sharing things on our toolbar at the bottom of the website where, you know, you can actually drag and drop folders of pictures and, you know, you can invite people to look at them, people that are either on the site, or you can invite people that are, you know, not on the site, and you can just invite it by email only. So not everybody can join and look at what you're trying to show them. I mean, that's a great tool for researchers. Like late at night, say Phil wants to show me something for 9/11, or he wants to, you know, show me some fake smoke pipes that they installed, or some of the other props. But he doesn't want to publish it yet because we're not sure yet, or we're still looking over something, or he can, you know, just send it to me. Hey, look at this. What do you think? You know what I mean? You don't have to post it. You just drag it in and drop it. It's real simple, guys. Real, real, real simple. If you look at the toolbar at the bottom of our site, I've added a lot more things. I've added, you know, our Facebook group. I've added late at night if you guys want to play some games or something. You're just sitting around. You're kind of zonked from the research. You need to unwind for 30 minutes. Hit the play games thing. You can play chess, all types of stuff. And we can play together. How about that? People on the site can play with each other. Or you can invite friends from, you know, one of the social networks or whatever, and you can play multiplayer. It's pretty cool, you know. It's just a little thing. Sometimes you would need to unwind before you go to bed, and, you know, maybe you want to play a game of chess or something, right? We've revamped the chat section, guys. You'll notice if you click on the chat box on the website, you can now chat without signing in. You can just pick a nickname and go. We did have it before where you had to sign in through either Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook, or MySpace. We got rid of that because there were a couple people that didn't have any of those functions. So we made it so you can sign in anonymously. But I do suggest using one of the things to sign in. I always use Twitter or Facebook. That way people know it's really you. So guys, if you ever see somebody out there calling themselves Brian Stavely and they're saying all sorts of things in the chat, if that account's not verified with the Facebook or the Twitter, it's not me, okay? Just keep that in mind. So you guys might want to sign in through one of those accounts anyways, so people know that it's a verified account and that it's definitely you. And then there's all the other features on there. We've gone over all of them before. We're not going to go through them all again, but basically there's a million ways to share our site, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. You can look at any of our pages, YouTube page, Twitter page, Facebook fan page, Facebook group page. You can share us. You can look at how many people are online. You can translate the whole page, which is a good feature for any of you people that are calling in overseas that have a hard time with the English a little bit. And we do have some people from overseas. You can translate the whole page. That goes for news articles, anything we post, everything. It's in the bottom left corner of the toolbar, a couple things over from the left side. You just click that and pick your language. It'll translate everything for you. It's a really great tool. It's a great, great, great tool. So we've gone for almost an hour and a half, guys. We got about 14 minutes left. We're going to wrap it up at the top of the hour. And, at this point, I want to say a couple more things, you know, just in general, not specifically the HPV vaccine. I kind of want to wrap up the show on a health note, a little bit on the vaccines in general. We've done pretty much a whole show on this before, but, you know, without getting into all the specifics and all the numbers, it's just like, it's a simple thing, guys. If this stuff is proven to be so dangerous, why would you give it to your kids? Is your doctor's word more important than your kid's life? Now, I'm not saying I'm smarter than your doctor, because God knows I'm probably not. But, it's just like anything. You consider yourself smart, right? Even before you woke up to everything that was going on around you, you probably considered yourself smart, right? But you just didn't know. And why didn't you know? Well, you didn't know because you were never taught. Nobody told you those things. If people would have told you those things, or reasonably told you some things like that led you down that road, then you might have thought these things a long time ago, right? Right. And the thing with the doctors is the doctors go through 8 years of medical school, and how do you know the 8 years of medical school isn't 8 years of brainwashing, brainwashing to write prescriptions and give vaccines. And that's what a lot of them are taught to do. A lot of them are not taught about medicine as much as you think. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying we don't all have a good doctor, but I'm saying a lot of them, guys. And it is a business. You better believe it's a business. You better believe there's kickbacks for these doctors that sell the most vaccines. You think they don't get extra money on the side from the vaccine companies? Of course they do, guys. Of course they do. So you don't think that motivates them to ask more people to get the vaccine? They're getting paid for it, guys. They're getting paid for it, okay? It's a serious conflict of interest. Now, all I want to say, guys, is, you know, I'm telling you this stuff is just dangerous, okay? I've told you on other episodes about the autism in kids and talking to their parents and all of that. Would you at least take my word and look into it? Look into it before you give it to your kids. We're talking about your kid's life here. The last vaccine these people made killed 50,000 people, guys. That's not a small number of people. How are they still in business? I'll tell you how. Because they're doing their job. Guys, we're going to take a call right now. We have a caller calling in. We're going to put them right on the air for the last 10 minutes of the show. Hey, caller, you're on the air with the Last American Radio Broadcast.
Hey, Brian, I just had a question on the vaccines.
Sure, Paula.
Hi, Brian. What do you think about parents being thrown in jail for not vaccinating their child or whatever, schools not accepting children that do not have up-to-date vaccines?
I think it's absolutely atrocious, and it is going on. You know, for what you just said, Paula, for people out there that haven't heard that before, there are parents that are being arrested. There's schools that you try and put your kid through school without getting them the vaccines, and watch the hoops you have to jump through. I mean, it's almost impossible to do it, and it's basically you're being force medicated this stuff, and it's very, very, very dangerous. And what Paula said about the people being arrested for not getting their kids vaccinated, it's been happening. And there was one woman, okay, for instance, you know, she had her daughter get a vaccine. And her daughter ended up getting autism just a couple weeks later. So her second child, she swore she was not going to get this kid any vaccines because she knew that's what it was from. Well, Department of Social Services ripped the kids out of her arms, vaccinated the child, and then sure enough, she had autism a few days later. I think it's awful, Paula, and I think people need to be more aware of it. I'm glad you brought that up, and that is going on everywhere. In California, they're actually trying to make it where the parents don't even need to be notified now, and the kids in middle school can get vaccinations without even a signature from their parents. What do you think about that, Paula?
That's not good, Brian, and thank you for bringing this whole thing up. I know that when I tried to, back when my son was going to in high school, when I went to register him again, they said, no, Paula, you have to have his vaccination records. I'm like, well, come on. He doesn't want the vaccination, and I don't want to give it to him if he doesn't want it. He's old enough to make his own decision. And they said, well, he's not going to be able to be enrolled in school then. So,
yeah,
in order to go to school, we had to go to his doctor, chapter UI friend and neighbor, and show him the vaccine, in order to get back in school. That's pretty pathetic.
How many vaccines did you have to get?
There was a few. There was a list of vaccines that they had to have.
Isn't there like 40 of them altogether? I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, and proof from the doctor that they were administered.
That's awful. What did you talk to the doctor about it all? What did he say, or did he just act stupid about the whole thing?
Well, he didn't act stupid or anything like that. He said that the chances were very low of any, you know, thing happening to my son or anybody actually getting the vaccine, and he got the vaccine, but I just feel that no parent should be held accountable, or anybody, if they don't want to have any vaccines administered to the child, and schools shouldn't make it mandatory that they have to be done in order for a child to attend school. Because that would affect his future, you know, as far as a job goes.
Yeah.
So that's...
Well, I mean, it could affect a lot more than just his long-term future, too. I mean, the side effects from some of these things are awful. Did you hear what we were saying about the Gardasil and the girls, and girls as young as 9 getting genital warts and going into convulsions and paralysis, comas, all types of stuff?
Yes. My son's half-brother, he passed away a couple years ago from sleep apnea. Complications of sleep apnea. He was blind. They think that had to do with the vaccine that he got when he was a child, for crying out loud. Because he slowly went blind. My son needs glasses. His vision was okay, you know, until he was around 7 or 8 years old, and it went downhill from there. So, I don't know. I can't say it had anything to do with the vaccines or anything, but...
That's awful, Paula. Sorry to hear that. That's just... It's frustrating, and they push it all on all the kids. You know what they're going to do is, every time they're going to come out with a new vaccine, well, they release a little epidemic. They let a little bit of the sickness out that requires the vaccine, and they hype it up. They make everybody think they need it. And, you know, this thing in Texas with the Gardasil, you know, a lot of girls have died. Like, died, dead. They're not around anymore. They're not part of their family anymore. They're gone. And the guy that's running for president, he signed off on all of this. Rick Perry. And they support him, you know, he's all over the place. All over the place. He's probably the front runner to get in the White House. And he's responsible for this. And they knew when it happened. They knew when it happened that it was very, very dangerous. And he signed off on it anyways.
I never knew about that until today.
Yeah, you need to look into it because it's big. It's you'll start to see some things about it tied into it now because they're trying to get it passed for boys, where boys are gonna have the HPV vaccine now. But yeah, a few years ago in Texas, the Merck vaccine company, you know, either approached Rick Perry or I don't know how that went down, but he approved in a very experimental HPV vaccine that was already tested to have very, very bad side effects. Like 12,000 cases of people getting blood clots and pancreatitis and neuron disease and all types of stuff. This is before they released it. And he knew that. And he made it required that Texas school children get it. And all these girls died. And within the first 2 days, 11 of them died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, from the vaccine. I mean, that's what it was from. There's no denying it. They have this bogus reporting system set up where you can, you know, file a complaint, we'll get back to you type of thing. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. I had never heard of them until today. I know they have the vaccine court and all that. But I guess there's been 19,000 reports of people getting seriously hurt from the HPV vaccine just in the U.S., 900 from Texas. And in Texas, 31 of those people that filed the report are permanently disabled now, like in a wheelchair. Kids.
God.
School children. Middle school, like, you know, 7th, 8th grade, 5th and 6th grade. All from a vaccine that they knew were deadly. And that, I don't know if you heard the video I played earlier, but it was from the head doctor of the Merck vaccine company, the guy that does the research, makes the vaccines, and he's on tape laughing about how they put cancer and AIDS in the polio vaccines.
I did hear that. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what that is. And I put that in the blog, so if you missed it, any of it, if you go to our blogs on thelastamerican.org, I put it in there for today's show. That video's up there.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that, and thank you so much for even saying that. Like I said, I didn't know any of this until about the vaccines with the girls and the doctor laughing about cancer and the vaccines,
yep,
and all
that. It's bad.
I didn't know anything about that until just now on your radio show.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could put some information out that you didn't know. And, you know, you helped out, too, with telling me about your situation. I'm glad you called in with that. Anything else? I mean, what else do you want to talk about regarding the vaccines?
No, that's it. I better let you finish your show and make other calls. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Thanks again for calling in. And I'm glad you got to hear something that... you know, you haven't heard yet. And like I said, for you and for the listeners out there, guys, go to thelastamerican.org. Go to the section that says our blogs. You'll see that video in there that we were just speaking about. And besides that, when I get off the air, I'm going to throw a bunch of links in there, linking back to the Rick Perry Gardasil story and, you know, the whole thing we've been talking about today with the vaccines. I should have loaded in first. But you know, maybe it's better I didn't, so you guys aren't reading while I'm talking. And that'll be on the blog in just a few minutes. All right, Paul, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Bye.
All right, have a good one.
You too, Brian.
Bye. All right, guys, that was Paula calling in. You know, she had some personal input into the vaccine issue. And like I was saying, just before she called in, guys, try and put your kids into school without getting them the vaccines and watch the hoops you got to jump through. And boom, she came in with the story, and that's the common story, guys. That's what's going on everywhere. They're forcing you to get these deadly, deadly vaccines. For those of you out there that are smirking right now and laughing about this, I'm laughing at you. We're laughing at you. All right, do some research on it. Find out what I'm saying is true. At least prove me wrong, right? That's what I say about everything. Prove me wrong, then. I'm waiting for it. Prove me wrong on this. The things are deadly and dangerous, and I'm not telling you to get fear going. I'm telling you because it can be prevented. Don't get them, all right? Do some research into it. Do your own research, and I am going to give you something to do, okay? I'm going to go put some links up in just a few minutes, guys. We're going to close out the show now. It's been a good show. I always love talking about health issues. I did want to kind of make that something I did every show. I wanted to talk about a health issue a little bit every show. And, you know, I'm glad we got to talk about the vaccines today. For those of you that didn't catch the beginning of the show, we put a video up. The head doctor at Merck Vaccine laughing about putting cancer and AIDS in the polio vaccines, guys. And that's up on our website, thelastamerican.org. Go to our blog section. You'll see today's show. There'll be more links in there soon, linking back to the Rick Perry and the Gardasil story. Okay, guys? I want to thank everybody again. Thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all, you know, thank Paula for calling in with another great call. And that's going to be all for today, guys. And I'll be on tomorrow, same time, 12 noon.